I used to think holding on was necessary. Until I asked myself, why? Why is it necessary to hold on to something and not let it go? You're listening to the Bear in Mind podcast, episode 164.
A podcast that breaks it down so you can break the cycle for good. Now your host, Tara Rama, but you can call her T.
I know that this is a hot topic when we talk about forgiveness. When it comes to people that are trying to break the cycle of the past generation, when they're trying to have different relationships in their life, raise their children differently than from the people that raised them. And forgiveness is a topic that comes up. I've seen it in forums. I've seen it on social media. So if you're feeling raw and a lot of anger coming up, I would suggest coming back to this episode and listening to it when the anger isn't so intense. And forgiveness is going to be a huge part of breaking the cycle. And a lot of people don't want to do this. And it's that hot of a topic. I remember going through this when I was really doing a lot of the work in my relationship with my mother. It was like, no, I'm never going to forgive my parents for what they did. That was some of the thoughts I had. It was also some of the thoughts between the people I was communicating with online, that forgiveness is not part of the journey. It doesn't need to be part of the journey to break the cycle. And I'm going to talk about why it needs to be part of the cycle. Forgiveness is about, the definition, if you were to look it up, to forgive, is about letting go of the anger and resentment. And that is what it is. You let it go. You're no longer angry to that person. You're no longer angry about that situation. You're no longer angry to yourself. So forgiveness also applies to yourself. And the reason I came up with why I wanted to hold on to this anger was, this is what's going to change me. This is what's going to create the change that I want in my relationships. And holding on to anger, it can take on different forms like resentment, bitterness, and all of those things. You then show up in your relationships with that underlying anger, bitterness, and resentment that's there. And then it's not fueling the type of relationships that you want. As long as you're holding on to past anger, then it's not the emotion that you want to have to go into your other relationships. It's not creating the type of behavioral change. Because if that anger is still in you, if it's still being manifested, meaning you're still having these, a lot of thoughts and beliefs around a past situation, you're generating this emotion, anger, which is a fast reactive emotion, and it's underlying, and it isn't probably the emotion you want to take action from, yet we think that we need it so that we can improve our relationship. So we tend to hold on to it because we think it's necessary to change ourselves. Anger can be a catalyst for change. It's not that anger is not useful in bringing about change. It is a catalyst, and it also is something that tells you about yourself, tells you about what it is that you actually want. Because a lot of times when you're holding on to anger, look at how we're looking at things. I don't want this. I don't want this type of relationship. I don't want this same relationship with my children that I have with my parents. It's all looking at what you don't want. And then there's none of that wisdom of what we actually do want. So as long as we're holding on to anger and holding on to, this situation was terrible, I'm upset, this is exactly what I don't want. Because if we go back to the definition of anger, it's, we don't want to be in this situation. We don't want to be here. So it's telling us all of the stuff that we don't want. If we're stuck in it and not getting the insight from it, we'll never be able to figure out what we do want and then direct ourselves in that direction. Oh, I want this in my relationship. Yeah, maybe I don't want yelling, but instead I want to do this in my relationship. And this is a big part of when you go to stop a behavior. Part of what I help people do and what my coach helped me do is, yes, you stop the behavior and then you open up all of that to what is it that you do want to do in your relationships. So stopping the yelling comes from understanding your anger, stopping whatever behavior it is that you're taking from anger. And then it's shifting to what it is you want. I don't work with people to say, this is what you should do, because that avenue of what people want is so broad. So many people want different things. So many people want to navigate their relationships differently. So many people want to raise their children differently. Yes, they want to stop yelling, but they want to address this discipline, this concern in a different way that doesn't involve yelling. So when we hold on to anger and not forgive, all we're doing is holding on to what we don't want, and then we don't even know what it is that we do want. And when we hold on to it, the other person that we haven't forgiven is not being punished by this. And I think that this comes up in a lot of wisdom when we talk about anger. It's as if us being angry, holding on to the resentment, is somehow creating justice in this whole situation. And no justice comes out of it, because I can sit here and tell you I'm angry at my partner. He isn't feeling it. Right now he's working. And sometimes you can probably hear him in the background. But he's not feeling it when I'm angry about him not having cleaned up and picked up the area yesterday evening. He's continuing about his day. So we hold on to it, I think, for those two big reasons. I know I was holding on to it because I thought, okay, this is going to direct me in my relationships by remembering this thing that I didn't want so that I can go about my relationships and not do that. But then I also need to ask myself, what is it I do want, and direct myself that way. And then also the other reason was, we think that by holding on to it, we're somehow, I don't want to say punishing, but we're somehow policing, or not even, no, that's not the right word. But we're somehow guiding that other person to the right behavior, and they're not even feeling it. So in essence, holding on to that anger is not doing any of the things that you actually want it to do. It's not even serving you, and it's not necessary. When it comes to breaking the cycle, I noticed that when you look at whatever cycle, whatever other relationships you want to change, when you look at your past relationships, I want to ask you this: look at how anger was handled, because that is a really important emotion in understanding yourself, and I would say the first emotion to understanding your relationships. I always say anger is going to change your relationships. I say it, it's a simplified way, but really forgiveness is going to be the thing that changes your relationship. Letting go of that anger is actually what creates amazing relationships. When you look at the cycle, when you look at the past, whatever it is you're trying to let go, it could even be a friend, it could be a colleague, it could be a former manager. I did this also. I was working in an environment where there was a lot of anger, and I looked at how everybody kind of handled anger, how our team handled anger, how my parents handled anger, how my family handled anger, how my cousins handled anger. And I also looked at my husband's families, my in-laws, and how they handle anger. And there is a huge commonality. And then I see people holding on to things, bringing up stuff from the past. I've been told by some of my family members about something I did 5 years ago. And I was like, where did that come from? When they're angry at me about something I'm currently doing, then they'll go in and then they'll bring in something. Well, you did this to me, and I don't even remember it. And so they're bringing up stuff. And a lot of times when we do that, notice ever in an argument, how much stuff we bring in from the past. We haven't let that go. And we're not focused on the current situation. We're not focused on what is it we want today. And forgiveness, when you let it go, you're letting go of that cycle. You're letting go of those behaviors that you don't want. You're saying goodbye to them and saying, you're letting that go, but then you're saying yes to how do I want to show up in my relationships, which is so much more powerful if you really think about it. And it's a harder question to answer. It's easy because the answer has already been given to you. I don't want to show up in my relationship. I don't want to do the things that my mother did. That was so easy. But then when I asked myself, how do I want to show up as a parent? What are the things that I want to do? Yes, there's a whole broad spectrum and I need to find out that answer. It's a challenging question, but it's so worth it so that we can have the relationships that we want. Anger is about finding out that wisdom, finding out about yourself, and then directing it to you, what you do want. Forgiveness is that key to having that amazing relationship. That's all I have for you this week. I'll check back with you next.
Thanks for listening. Listen for a new episode next Tuesday by subscribing on your favorite podcast platform. Bye for now.